interest of the companies. Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Right now, we live out in the country, and it is a beautiful night here in North Central Florida. Not too chilly. I don't want to make anybody else jealous out there. It's probably about 60 degrees right now, maybe 50s. The skies are, like I said, clear. You can look up and see the stars. Kind of nice to be able to talk to my listeners doing this. I have the baby strapped to my chest. I am begrudgingly hosting the show at the moment using this cellular device, which is a whole different show. There is no doubt in my mind that I am radiating my brain all in the name of informing and educating our listeners. Well, actually, let's get this right. I'm usually the one who's educated. I just kind of narrate the journey, so to speak. There's a few chemtrails, aerosols in the sky. They stick out like a sore thumb. No UFOs, at least not right now anyways. I have seen some strange things in the sky. I don't want to digress on that topic, but I have. And I can definitely see why there are thousands and thousands of people out there who have claimed similar sightings. And we'll turn this into another late night show. However, I have seen some different things. We had a great day today. I took the baby to a story time. And I gotta talk to you about this for a moment. And I'm gonna tie this into something not so personal and relevant to anybody listening right now. Okay, so bear with me here while I kind of, you know, web my personal stories with topics that I think should be of importance to anybody listening right now and definitely do affect you, without a doubt. So I took the baby to story time. Once a week we have at the library a story time, and it's his first, you know, he's still young, it's his first opportunity to socialize with other children. Now, we are staying firm on the decision not to put him into a government camp, a school. We will stick by that decision. But it is nice to see him get to know and spend time with other children. And I gotta tell you, I'm rediscovering my inner child vicariously by watching him. There's something beautiful about it. I don't want to get all warm and gushy on you folks, because we are, at the end of the day, dealing with some dark elements in our world today. But after all, that's why we're trying to shine the light on these entities, and at the end of the day, we're just trying to get back to our families and to that part of our, I don't want to get religious here, but that part of our soul, to our essence, our inner child. Anyways, at story time today, they decided to read a Disney book.
Hot.
Good old Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, oh no. Oh no. I am not able to keep this bubble for my son at this very moment, and I'm going to have to give in. And as I'm listening to this Disney book, I'm seeing all sorts of little things that the average person might not catch. Steve, is Steve with me? Steve, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, buddy. How you doing? I had to come in on cell phone, and it looks like we got hit by a communication Tasmanian devil or some kind.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, if you didn't hear last night's show, man, go back and listen in the full 3 hours. And I don't tell you that very often.
Right.
Last night's show, we talked about TV and media programming and that kind of thing. And it really does put into perspective just how bombarded we are with pieces of, let's just say, media that are manipulating the consciousness of the most pure and beautiful and unadulterated consciousness out there, which are those of our children.
Yeah, right.
And it really got me thinking, wow. This is something else. And this is not just princess programming, you know, reinforcing the chauvinist ideas and certain themes that we see in Disney. This is deeper. This is a war on our souls. Okay? And again, I'm not particularly religious, but when I see our children under attack by mnemonic entities, by demonic entities, rather, using mnemonic devices, it really makes me cringe and get even more pissed off than I already am doing this show on a regular basis. And that's not hard to do. It's not hard in the slightest. But I got to tell you, I left today really, really, really questioning how I'm going to be able to protect him. And I think to a certain extent I'll have to let go, and I'm coming to terms with that, but then at the same time I'm not. I'm not going to let go, and that's why we plan on homeschooling and doing all this other stuff. So, that being said, I want to segue to a story that's on the front page of BobTuscan.com. Steve, I don't know if you've heard this story yet, but I want to get your reaction, okay, brother?
Well, I've been watching the whole situation in Ukraine all day today, as a matter of fact.
I want to get to that. I want to get to that in a moment, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me here.
All right.
First, I want to talk about this NSA employee. I guess he was a high up in the NSA. I don't have the article in front of me. Like I said, I'm outside. But he was a high up. And this guy in the NSA, okay, which is, of course, infamous for its own reasons these days, and I know he doesn't speak for the organization, and this is perhaps a complete aside from the issues of spying on us, but this demon, because that is, after all, I really do think it's an appropriate term for somebody who would do such a thing, beat his three-year-old to death. Beat his three-year-old to death. What kind of effing monster would do that? What kind of, I don't have words to describe my disdain for that sort of action. But it really irked me. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? These are the same people involved in the occult that want to brainwash our children with this programming, that want to use them as sacrifices, as fuel for their fire. And these are the same beasts that will molest an infant to the point of suffocation, okay? To the point of suffocation, to near death, to feed off of their energy in their satanic fashion.
Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Stars piping in here from cell phone. We were under communications attack, friends, tonight, but we're here and we're hanging in there. Yeah, in the last segment, we were talking about this story of this NSA agent, and I have some questions right off the top about this. This gentleman, his name was Brian O'Callaghan. He was a former NSA expert in the Damascus area, apparently, at this time, who fought in Iraq. Mastered Arabic and became a division chief at the National Security Agency. And last year, he was wanting a second child for the young family. He and his wife adopted a 3-year-old boy. Now, you know the rest of the story. The boy, this 3-year-old adopted boy was found beaten to death, and they're charging him. Something sounds very strange about this. The man was in Damascus working for the NSA. I wonder if this wasn't a setup. And I'm not, again, I'm weighing in only in the behalf of innocent until proven guilty. It says his family is standing behind him. He hasn't confessed to this crime. Based in part of her assertions or assertions, Judge William Simmons denied bond for O'Callaghan, who's been charged with first-degree murder and child abuse, resulting in death. The hearing was that was the first in the case, one that O'Callaghan's attorney said was not what police and prosecutors were making it out to be. She said this was a terrible, terrible tragedy and not a crime. They're not sure exactly what happened here. It turns out this guy went to school right in my hometown at the University of Northern Colorado here in Greeley, and his family's standing behind him. I'm wondering if there wasn't some slip-up or some information pertaining to spying in Damascus that brought on a retribution of this sort, and he's being framed. I'm just giving him, I know this, we're talking, okay, yeah, it's a conspiracy theory, right? But it sounds very strange that all of a sudden his family says that this is uncharacteristic. They don't know how all of this happened and why this particular person working with the NSA in Damascus, of all places, ends up with his son being brutally dead and he's being charged with the murder. I have a tendency, friends, to be a little bit skeptical of these things, having seen some situations, not in my own personal life, but to very close friends where they were charged with shaken baby syndrome. And I saw what happened with the court cases, and there was even an expert who was in the nanny case, of course, that people have heard about, who came out to testify that they had found dried blood in the baby's brain after examination and autopsy, which meant that the child was having some sort of nervous and epileptic fits.
A lot of times that chicken baby syndrome, Steve, is infants reacting to vaccines.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing. And for the record, I was giving kind of a cursory look at this story and the mindset of a psychopath. And maybe this gentleman was framed or whatnot, but somebody did this to that child. Somebody did this.
That's right. There's no question about what happened. Absolutely. It's a hideous crime. And, I'm not saying that he's incapable of it because, after you're programmed by these kinds of people, things do happen, and sometimes, the triggering mechanism goes off, and these people, especially being out of the Marine Reserves as he was, things can happen. But I'm really wondering, since now that I'm noticing he was he was working with NSA in Damascus and had learned Arabic, how all of this took place and what's going on with all this. We're going to have to follow it up, Bob. There's no question about that, and see and investigate and see what's really going on to our best assessment. It's very odd. Wow.
Yeah. It sure is. We will cover this story more in-depthly as time goes on. Yeah, the headline's sexy, NSA agent murders 3-year-old. Not sexy in a good way. As in, wow, this is something bizarre. However, there's usually more to the story than what we're told at first. And we will do our due diligence in uncovering what may or may not be the case here with this story. Tonight at dinner, had dinner with some friends, Steve. I was being asked about the nature of Sandy Hook.
Right.
Which is still coming up. People are fascinated by it. Did you get a chance to hear the state trooper at all, by chance?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a little plug for our friend Popeye. Of course, his show runs on another network opposite of ours, but Popeye's done a great interview now with Wolfgang Halbig, this gentleman. I mean, it's a very good one. It's much better than the one that's up on YouTube.
We have that posted on our website, by the way, on the right-hand side under our video picks. And they were interrupted several times during that interview. This is a state trooper who has come out and blown the whistle, essentially, on the Sandy Hook issue. And I urge everyone to listen to that. But at dinner tonight, Steve, these people were actually listening to what we had to say for a change about this and coming to me.
Wow.
10 years ago, Steve? 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
I would be the one talking about this stuff openly. And people would shy away from me. They'd turn their heads, so on and so forth. I don't know what's happening, if it's just in my personal life, but now people are coming to me with the questions. Hey, Bob, what happened here? What's going on here? Very, very interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's a credit to you hanging in there, and to all of us who keep talking to people. Friends, there are people listening. Don't get too discouraged just because people don't take you too seriously, because the ramifications of what we talk about are very serious, and people don't like to be confronted with what their responsibility is, as Phil was saying in the last hour. You know, Americans are dodging this stuff because they don't like to get involved with it, but the reality is they are listening, and as things begin to add up and tally, even in the brain-dead minds of a lot of American citizens, Bob, people are asking questions, and Sandy Hook certainly generates this. You know, of course, last night we were listening, and you've got that link on your website, bobtuscan.com, to the seven reasons that he pointed out that pertain to this crime. Now, this man had investigated Columbine. He has been to many school shootings. He was a Florida State Patrol trooper. He worked as an EMT. He'd been, you know, he's been to these sites. He's seen the horror, and he says, I could not understand how these parents were reacting the way they were if this thing was for real. It was nothing like I've ever seen before. There were no trauma helicopters that were brought in. As a matter of fact, he even contacted the company that provides medevac services to that county, and they said, we were not called in at all to come in with helicopters, and we were surprised that we weren't summoned. All of these questions that pertain to Sandy Hook, and this thing is going viral. I even suggested to some of the listeners we're listening to that we ought to contact him, Bob, the Newtown, Connecticut, the county sheriffs and the state police in Connecticut, and ask questions as to why they are hassling this investigator and what their reasoning is about him doing what he does for a living. This is not, you know, a habit or a hobby for this guy. He does this kind of work professionally. He's been to these crime scenes. His business is safety in schools. You know, and this man is asking these questions, and they're acting like he's some sort of a criminal. I mean, I think this needs to be addressed. I'd like to hear some responses from the authorities who, as interview were going up, was going on, were driving up the driveway with another unit. Two visits that day. Very serious issue, I think, happening with this whole thing. And it's blowing open, I believe.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the Ukraine. And I have a story, my top story tonight that I wrote about the Ukraine. Go to the website, bobtuscan.com. By the way, if you support the work we're doing here, please, 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 I don't mean to beg, but donate. I don't get any money from this. We don't get any compensation, and I sure as hell couldn't use it. So go to the website, bobtuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donation tab, or if you use PayPal, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. is the way to hit us up on PayPal. Please, put your money where your mouth is, folks. Help us out if you can, please.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Take your phone calls as they come in tonight, 800-313-9443. Join us toll-free, 800-313-9443. I want to tell you about this story we have up on the front page of BobTuska.com. Protesters in Ukraine seize thousands of guns. Government calls for anti-terrorism measures. Yeah, that's right, folks. The protests in Ukraine may have just turned into a full-blown civil war. There have recently been reports that protesters have seized thousands of military-grade weapons during riots with police. Now the government is threatening to impose strict anti-terror measures, which will, without a doubt, heighten police state tactics and escalate conflict. Gun control is fairly strict in the Ukraine, so this new development creates a massive power shift. The Ukrainian Security Service head Alexander Yakimenko said in a statement that the escalation of violence and the massive use of firearms by the extremist groups in many parts of the country public authorities, military installations, and depots with munitions are being seized. Court buildings are burning. The vandals are destroying private property and killing peaceful civilians. According to him, over the last day, more than 1,500 firearms and 100,000 rounds of ammunition have come into the hands of criminals. So far, there have been no reports of protesters killing peaceful civilians. This is likely propaganda, folks. However, there have been many reports of police killing protesters. We'll have more on this developing story as it becomes available here on the Bob Tuscan Show and at the website bobtuscan.com. Steve, your reaction?
Well, you know, Bob, we have been following things for about the past 2 or 3 years. We were on the air talking to people in Egypt when the revolution broke out there. We were identifying immediately that the revolution had been compromised. We refuted all the claims and necessities to go in and be involved in the Libyan situation long before Benghazi. We've been telling people about the dangers of what was going on in Syria and the disruption there that was taking place. And of course now, you know, we've been talking to people for a long time about what is actually happening with the George Soros-funded NGOs and operations that have been funding a lot of this unrest in the Ukraine. So, you know, it's pretty evident to me that they're trying to disrupt the situation. This is a Western-funded revolution, a color revolution, if you like, that has probably virtually no bearing on helping the people of Ukraine, and there are also a lot of international issues that could border on the possibilities of a major conflict or a world war breaking out over all of this, particularly due to the fact that Ukraine's border is the southern port or the southern warm water border for the Russian Navy, and the Russians are not going to like that. They're not going to like giving up that space. There's been a lot of Ukrainians who prefer to stay inside their own economic climate with the Russia arrangement right now, rather than join the mess that George Soros is designing to engulf them into the EU and drag them into the Roman Babylon system, if you like, and all the trouble that they're having in the EU. There's actually differences between religions in this faction as well. I mean, you have primarily Roman Catholics who want to break away from Russian control, and Greek Orthodox who want to remain with Russia. Then you have the reports of people who are semi-neo-Nazi types, even first-generation Nazis involved with this. As a matter of fact, I watched a news report on CBS Tonight. The guy had a very heavy, thick German accent. I mean, some of these people who are involved with the Soros groups, funded by the CIA, working with Soros and other people to try to dismantle the Ukrainian alliance with Russia, are very, very suspicious. And the whole thing to me looks, again, like another situation in Syria or in Libya or Egypt or these other, you know, confrontations and so-called color revolutions that take place in these regions that are funded by the CIA and operations from the West. So, I mean, I did hear tonight that there has been a late-breaking development where there's supposed to be some peace talks, and so some of the violence is supposed to be scaling down. But as you pointed out, Bob, that's not happening at all because they're looting weapons and weapon ammo depots that are stored up by the Ukrainian police and the Ukrainian military and people there in order to arm a lot of these insurgents. So it doesn't look like it's going to come to an end very, very soon. And the confrontations in Kiev, as many people know, have left about 22 people dead already. And but it's going to possibly get bigger. Soros has wagered, you know, a lot of money on being able to drag Ukraine into the EU economic nightmare, and a lot of people are seeing through it and wanting to get away from it right now. And it looks as if, of course, you know, Biden and Obama and Kerry and all these people who are making these red line statements, as Obama made again tonight, that they're crossing the red line. We heard that in Syria before, right? The government there. So I think you're tampering with things that are much bigger this time than even anything happening in Syria, because the Ukrainian or Russian alliance is something that I don't think the Russians are going to sit still for, Bob. So we're looking at possibly a very large confrontation between the U.S. and Russia over this.
Let's go to the phone lines. We are taking your calls for the duration of tonight's show, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. I'd like to talk to, let's see, who do we have? Dan, in Louisiana. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's happening, Bob?
Hey, same Dan. Stuff, different night, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, you know, I heard you. I was listening to you, and, you know, you were getting passionate, and I had to go ahead and call in and holler at you and let you know that I think you're doing a great job. You know, there's so many people in the alternative media doing a great job. I don't like all the infighting that's going on between a lot of people in the alternative media right now. We need to come together. We need to unite. And I, two main things that we got to do is we got to end the phony war on terror, and we got to end the phony war on drugs, and we got to criminalize war, because we got to make it a point to where, you know, you can't just send, you know, bombers into some country and just blow them to bits. I mean, that's a war crime. You know, until you declare war on another country in a formal fashion like we did in the old days, you know, we gotta do that. So, I mean, that's just my two copper.
Right on. Hey, Dad, what do you think of the whole situation in Ukraine? I mean, has it been, you know, what are you picking up on this? Do you think this is something that we ought to be supporting, or is this something that we ought to be identifying as another one of those entanglements in foreign affairs that the United States and the EU and people like that, NATO, can't seem to keep themselves out of?
Well, like my man Gerald Cellini says, you know, we need to stay out of foreign entanglements. You know,
right.
Ukraine is all the way on the other side of the world. We need to let Lord Vladimir Putin deal with it. You know, he knows what's best for that country because it's closer to him. You know, we need to stay out of it.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, trying to carve off the section of Ukraine from what was the old, you know, Soviet Union and the alliance there, and of course everybody knows about the Ukrainians who died prior to the Holocaust in World War II, who were starved out, at least 11 million of them, by the communists. I mean, there's no love lost between Ukraine and Russia, but the point is simply this. These people know that they're being dragged into the economic havoc of Europe, and that in itself is a nightmare.
Yeah, well, you know, Europe is full-on socialist just like we are. You know,
right.
The New World Order's here. You know, full-on socialism. I mean, you know, as the trillion-dollar cloud of money, fake money, just gets bigger and bigger, things just get sillier and sillier. You know, I know Bob might be a little bit frustrated with me because I am one of your keyboard commandos. But I've been through a lot the last year. The police intimidate me daily. The medical tyranny intimidates me daily. And, I need to lay low for a while and let some of my legal stuff blow over before I kind of get out there and start making a ruckus again.
Fair enough, Dan. Thank you for your call, man. Always good to hear from you. And I understand everybody's at a different place, and does what they can, so. I won't be too mad at you, brother. All right, more calls when we get back. We got a lot to get to still. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. That's 800-313-9443. We will resume in just a second.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Bob Tuscan and Steve Starrs hanging out with you tonight. Steve's on his cell phone. Steve, I don't want you to stay on your cell phone much longer, so
yeah, if you want to call. You've got to be careful of these things, man.
Jeez. All right, yeah. So why don't you call it quits after this?
Yeah, I will. I'll have to in for one more segment, and I appreciate you giving me some time away because I love to be on the show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I do encourage people to help you out, Bob, because got to keep the show going. Thanks to all the listeners out there on RBN. Help out RBN. Friends, we got to keep the light on because they're trying to shut it down. Obviously, we're even having communication problems tonight. Who knows? Coincidence, I'm sure. But the situation is that Mr. Obama, the whole thing with Ukraine, is talking very tough about telling people what to do in their countries. And, I mean, I'm disgusted and tired of this stuff, especially when he tries to back it up with all this George Soros CIA funding and all this disruption all over the world. I mean, it's this man has to be taken down in terms of resigning right now. He has at least 20 counts of very high crimes and treason. And it's not just him, of course, as we've always said. I mean, Bush started all this stuff. We went through the whole thing with 9/11, Bob. But I'm getting on a rant, and yeah, you're right. I need to cool it for a little bit here. But the point is simply this, friends. I mean, if you're a praying person, you ought to do some right now. We do not need to see this thing escalate, because the Russians are going to want to keep their property and their warm water port in Ukraine and the Navy and operation. And after the Olympics are over, it's all fun and games no longer, you know. And this thing's going to get much more intense. I think Putin's had about enough of Obama's arrogance, especially in Syria and, you know, of course, down in his backyard in the Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Steve, what do we have planned for tomorrow? You're not going to be there. Do I have anything planned yet? Maybe I'll leave that as a mystery.
Yeah, a mystery guest. I had some great guests on. I encourage people to get the archives. I'm going to get them to listen to that show on television that you did last night, because I really want to hear that.
And it's not just television. It's all screens.
All media.
Of any sort, yeah. And then we talked about Hulu. You ever hear of Hulu?
No.
Well, that was very interesting in its own right. Anyways, there's a lot to that show we did last night. In full 3 hours, we had on John and Bonnie Mitchell. And I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an idea of just how crazy things are, but didn't realize it went that deep, so to speak.
Yeah, the mainstream news media has been one of the main targets of what they've used for years. As you know, I worked in it for a while. I got out of it very early, back in the 80s, and I have seen problems with it all along. I have no regrets, friends, of getting out of that. I'd much rather be on RBN and talking the truth to people who are paying attention than to being one of those correspondents out there, you know, with my hair slicked down or what's left of it, with, hairspray and listening to some guy on the telephone tell me what to say. I don't like that at all. I don't think it's news media. They're liars. They're just plain liars. And everything that's coming through the media right now is conditioned to cause you to think improperly and not to realize what's really going on.
Right. Well, Steve, let's take a look at some headlines before we head out for this hour. There's always stuff to talk about. Definitely no shortage. On the front page of BobTeslin.com, if you'll go there and follow along with us. Let's see here. What are the stories that I think I want to get to in the last moments of this hour? Yeah, this is another shocking story of a cop tasing a deaf man, knocking him unconscious while he was attempting to use sign language. Story after story after story of police brutality continue to come up. When will this cease? I don't know. But every time I see this, I wonder, how are people standing by watching this and not demanding some sort of change in the way we enforce, I hate to use that word, but in the way in which we have peace officers involved in our society. You know, something's got to give here. And I don't know what that change is going to be, but perhaps we need to completely revamp the notion of police in our society. So check out that startling story, and warning, there's a graphic video associated with it. Okay, let's take a final phone call here to this segment and talk to Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'll try to keep it simple and not go on a long rant. I sent you two emails today, and I hope you get them. And if
you
email me back up. Yes, I did.
All right, hold on here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Landtopia. I got it.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't need to get into it on the air, but if you can look through this on your own time and want to email me back, I'll explain anything off the air to you personally through emails or phone calls, whatever. And the other thing I wanted to say is it's really tragic about what's happening in Ukraine. I wish for no country to have internal violence at all. And I hope they can find peaceful resolutions. And I always think there's something bigger going on in all these revolutions. I hope that there's peace over there. I remember.
Did you make all this?
Yeah,
I'm looking at your email now. You made all this?
Yes.
Wow. It looks like Chinese to me at first, but I think once I get a closer look, it'll make more sense. I'm impressed, man.
To like piece through it.
What's that?
Give yourself a few hours to piece through it and read it, and slowly it should start to become clear to you. Basically, it's a moral map. You'll see the second one called The Possibility is a moral map, and then I have a moral code, which is simply all of the above-ism. In other words, I'm not a fanatic. I endorse all the virtues of authority, prosperity, equality, liberty, and consistently, simultaneously. And as we reach for solutions, I think those solutions should have to pass sort of a five-way litmus test. Proper authority, prosperity, equality, liberty, and consistency. And that's kind of my moral code, all of the above. It's very unfanatical. It's based on not being fanatical, actually, and just looking at just liberty or just equality or just prosperity. I don't do that. I call that fanatic, and I like all five virtues together. That's why there's a circle around them that says all the above them. Anyway, the solutions that have come to me by thinking about all the above-ism, it has to meet all five virtues, are the second email, which I talked to you about the other day, like a tri-level systematic land designation. By the way, maybe the Ukraine should have been cut differently to allow a complete ethnic consolidation of Russians on one side and non-Russian Ukrainians on the other. The idea that countries can be cut once and for all, it sort of flies in the face of what needs to be done. I once saw a redrawing of the Middle East. Sunnis collected, Shiites collected, Kurds got their own country, stuff like that. It's more than just race. It's also language and religion where it needs be. Like in the United States, Catholics and Protestants get along fine. In Ireland, not so much. So perhaps Ireland could be reunited and the Protestants could simply go back to Normandy, or actually Norman England. If they don't want to be Catholic and they don't want to tolerate, they want to hate Catholics, well, they can go to England and hate Catholics from there. So that's what I think about the Ukraine. It's tragic. Maybe it wasn't cut properly originally. I sure hope they stay loyal to Russia. I'm not Ukrainian myself, but I don't want to see all the world line up with the dollar and the European Union and just all become collected with interest payments for fiat currency. And when the Iron Curtain came down and communism collapsed in 91, it's just a shame that Henry George's philosophy of equal land credit for everyone wasn't instituted. And we went from communist to oligarchy-based capitalism, and 11 people just gobbled up billions and trillions of dollars worth of wealth. That was a horrible tragedy for Russia.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time, Steve, as always. We'll talk to you on Friday. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With financial